now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We have a fun and interesting show for you today. We'll learn about Prescott area leadership and a great business concept called Founding Fathers. My guests today are Leslie Allward from Prescott Area Leadership and Grant Casada, one of the partners of Founding Fathers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Broken screen? Dead battery? Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix that. Screens repaired and batteries replaced. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Let's check your Jack FM weather for your early Saturday the 1st, a service of Kokomo Club inside the London Bridge Resort. Clear skies, cooling before the kids' cartoons to near.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening to Talk of the Town today. My first guest is Leslie Allward. She's with the Prescott Area Leadership. So welcome, Leslie. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks so much, Mayor. My appreciation here.
Yeah, well, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Prescott Area Leadership.
Well, I moved here in 2003 to help out with my folks in their last years and then just stayed because fell in love with the town. And I began volunteering. I mean, I'm a realtor, but in my free time, which I made, I volunteered a lot. And, my mom and dad actually knew Ron Barnes personally. And I knew when I had enough time that I would go ahead and take the class. And so in 2017, I best class 27. I'm a graduate. Then I took a year off, and then I was the coordinator for the class 29, and I joined the board in 2018.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you mentioned Ron Barnes, and I'm familiar. He's kind of an icon here in town. Was he the founder or one of the founders?
He was the founder, yes. Okay. In 1990, he decided he wanted to try and elevate leadership in the area, identify especially effective leaders, and try and make a little bit of a effort to move them toward what we call servant leadership, in other words, service and serving others before self.
Now, that's great. Ron's a great man, and what a great vision he had back in 1990. And here we are with the 30th class that
yes.
we were talking about before
yeah.
we came on air. So 30 years with Prescott Area Leadership. Any other history that we should know about the organization?
Well, it's evolved in many ways. It started originally with a leadership education program, which we know today, Class 30. And then in 1994, they began identifying, recognizing effective leaders in the community and began this Man, Woman, Youth Leader of the Year Awards. And then in 10 years ago, they began a youth leadership academy to help area youth who feel like they want to move in a leadership direction, help to cultivate that a bit.
Yeah, very good. So it sounds like you kind of have three prongs, if you will, the initial adult academy, if you will, leadership, mm-hmm. The youth academy, which you started more recent, and then this man, woman, youth leader of the year.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's great. And those are all kind of separate modules, if you will. With the initial program, though, Leslie, what was the mission? You know, you talked a little bit about servant leadership, but what would you say, you know, why did Ron want to do this? What was his vision?
Well, the stated mission is actually to develop and inspire individuals to contribute to the vitality and leadership of Central Yavapai County. And the thing is, his belief is effective leaders know how to cooperate, collaborate, create tools and skills which enable them to get things done, recognizing that getting things done requires others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a great mission. You know, we were talking earlier before we came on air, Leslie, and, you know, we talked about that collaboration piece and just how important it is, particularly nowadays, and something that I've been really trying to stress with our city as well as the region, and that is just collaborating, working together, cooperating, finding those things that we agree on and working towards those goals, those common goals that we have. And so this really rings with me, and I appreciate Ron's vision.
Absolutely.
And your mission statement. It's a great mission statement.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, so, you know, you want to talk a little bit about maybe how you accomplish that mission. How often does the class meet? Maybe some nuts and bolts of the
sure,
class.
Sure. In terms of the leadership education program, it's basically almost a year-long program. We start out with a sort of meet-and-greet barbecue in July, and then in August they actually spend two days at Chapel Rock. And they go through team building and personality assessments in terms of figuring out their leadership styles and are involved in very interactive and hands-on collaborative opportunities. And then starting in September, third Friday of every month, all day long is a leadership education day. And typically the morning of those 10 days are organized by Prescott Area Leadership, dealing with leadership skills, communication, just filling their toolbox so that they can be better able to do all those collaborative things. And then the afternoons are actually designed by the students themselves, and they center around issues which are pertinent in our community. So whether it's education or attracting business or keeping the youth here or virtually anything they feel of import. And they have the freedom to select speakers, typically trying to bring in people with expertise in the area, and they create panels or different forms of presentations for the class to then engage with and also to evaluate. One of the things we're trying to get our young leaders to do, or leaders, because they run the spectrum, is to listen and take in what might improve their skills and maybe set aside the things that don't, and also think constructively. How could that presentation have more engaged us? How could it really have inspired us? Try and look at things with a not critical, but a questioning framework so that we can figure out how to sort of influence the most positively.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great. It sounds like they're learning and doing, you know,
yes,
at the same time.
Very,
you know,
interactive.
It's not just that they're taking in knowledge or listening, but they're actually working on initiatives together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's a good hands-on experience. So a little more detail, how many people are in the class? Where are you in the cycle right now?
Sure. Well, we're pretty much midway through class 30. We have, I believe, 18 students this year in the class. It's a bit of a challenge for those in the profession because every third Friday all day. So it does represent a challenge in that regard. But we also feel that the connections that they form are really good. We've had as many in my class, there were 24. And so there's been 490 graduates thus far over the 30 years. And beyond the classroom, which is the third Friday of every month, they also have an obligation to be involved in service activities, volunteerism. They can do it as a small group, as an individual, and also to shadow a leader of their choice, to look at their leadership style, learn what they can from them, and again, come back and say, you know, I could utilize this aspect of how they approached. I really liked when they did this. That sort of thing.
Yeah, very good. So what kind of folks are in these classes? Like, what does it take to join? What kind of students, what types of students do you typically see?
You know, the characteristics are as diverse as our populace. We have women who have homeschooled their children, and that's the sum total of their, you know, of their experience. Right. And then we also have educators. We had the superintendent of Humboldt Schools. We've had business owners, people involved in government. So it's amazing when you start talking about PAL. It's like, oh, yeah, I was in class 4. Oh, yeah, I was in class 22. It's amazing how many people have gone through the program. So there is an awareness of that. But basically, anybody with an interest in elevating their leadership and getting connected so this collaboration can occur can apply. The applications are now available on our website, which is simply PrescottAreaLeadership.org. And then interviews will be, so we get the nominations, bring everyone in for an interview in the middle of May. And that interview process is probably about a half hour to 45 minutes per individual, and they're past PAL members, typically board members and others. And then the evaluation is made. A, will the individual get something out of this program? And B, will the program get the other attendees get something back? Because there are those that are very dominant and forward-looking, but sort of a top-down that may not contribute to the class. So we want both aspects considered.
Yeah, no, that's really good insight. So no prerequisite to apply.
Nope.
And you can go to PrescottAreaLeadership.org to pull that application down.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is a screening process, it sounds like, where you're kind of looking for chemistry and folks that are ready to learn, but also collaborate and contribute to the group.
We want them to benefit. And and there is a mindset that someone demonstrates when they talk to you, whether they just want to tell you or whether they're listening and asking questions and engaged with the possibilities and the opportunities that we offer. So you were looking for that.
Yeah. Now, what a great thing. This has been really helpful for me personally. I knew a little bit about Prescott Area Leadership. Of course, I've seen the Man, Woman, Youth of the Year awards that you guys do, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But very helpful, and what a great program. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Leslie Allward of Prescott Area Leadership. We'll be right back after these messages.
Good.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-do.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Leslie Allward from Prescott Area Leadership, learning about the class that they do for leadership. This is the 30th class that they have going right now, started by Ron Barnes, to help folks learn about leadership, servant leadership, but also to really collaborate and give back to the community. So, Leslie, a lot of great things. We talked a little bit about the requirement and going to PrescottAreaLeadership.org to get an application, which people could do now to apply. And then they need to be 18 or
yes.
older?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So what can folks expect to take away from that experience? How would you kind of put a bow on this and wrap that part up?
Well, one of the things we do is have them take a personality assessment related to leadership, so they learn kind of what their style is and how to identify other people's styles so they can best talk their language. Because if you're trying to share a vision with someone, if they're not getting it, you're not accomplishing anything. So recognizing how different people take in information and to be able to utilize them. Also recognizing how you do, so you can surround yourselves with people who have strengths in the areas that perhaps are not your strengths. And in doing so, you can magnify your influence and bring everyone else along. So that's a big deal, is understanding their DISC. That's the particular assessment we used. And then again, just using, figuring out ways to get people to follow you. Mm-hmm. Whether it's inspiration, perspiration, motivation, whatever, that ability to get people engaged with you on the same page is just invaluable.
Yeah, effective leadership, so important. If no one's following you, you're just out for a walk.
Yes.
I don't know who said that, but it's so true,
that's
right?
That's a good one.
Well, these are all things I could use leading city council. So very, very cool stuff with the adult leadership program. Let's kind of turn a corner here, Leslie, and talk about your youth program as well as the awards dinner. These are kind of two different things that you guys do. Let's start with the Youth Leadership Academy. Tell us a little bit about what goes on with that.
Excellent. It just now ended. It's always on President's Day weekend. It's a 2-day with a couple overnights at Chapel Rock. And the young, so it's youth from all the Quad Cities, high schools, homeschooled kids, Christian schools, regardless of their source. They just need to be at the high school level. Mm-hmm. And they give precedent to seniors and juniors And then if numbers allow, then they'll go down to sophomores. And there was indeed a freshman this time. Mm-hmm. And they learn communication skills. They learn teamwork. They are involved with physical challenges, which is the wonderful thing about Chapel Rock. It gives them a chance to do teamwork related to successfully doing a certain activity. And they're also taught presentation skills, and they actually are divided up into small groups, and they take a topic of their interest. And two of the four groups did on drugs because of their concerns about drugs in high schools and how they can break the cycle. And so they do these presentations. Then we as there's quote-unquote judges who are past participants in the Youth Leadership Academy and PAL board members, and that's pretty much it. And what we give them constructive feedback so they can be as impactful as they can. So it's on a miniature, quick level, creating those connections between schools that they don't have an opportunity to, collaborating together to present something, and then figuring out how they can continue on with that when they return to school.
Yeah, very good. So how long has this program been going?
It's been going for 10 years, and it was really fun this year because Ashton Birch, who was the Male Youth Leader of the Year award winner, is in class 30 this year since he's over 18 now, and he was a mentor for the youth at the Youth Leadership Academy because he'd participated in it in his past and he saw the value, and it was really rich watching him and the other graduates engage with, you know, the high school students, because most of us have a few years between us, whereas they're very close to their age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great story about Aston. You know, he's a great kid. I know him personally, and it's cool to see really the vision that Ron had coming to fruition in this story, where he's coming back, pouring himself into the youth academy and going to the adult class as well.
And he doesn't know this, but we're going to make every effort to get him on the board because we'd love to have that youth vantage point.
Okay.
And we would learn much from him.
So. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Tell us a little bit about the board, the makeup of the board, and kind of how that works, the leadership part of the leadership.
Sure.
Leadership.
We're all graduates, so that is a prerequisite, being graduate of the program. So assuming Ashton graduates in June, he's good. Indeed, it was interesting because we were reaching out to past leaders of the year and to attend our mixer for the nominees and such. And it's like, oh, well, that he was a board chair. Oh, she was a board president. Oh, so it's amazing how there is overlap, though, as I'll mention, there's no prerequisite that someone has to have gone through the program. But so we're all volunteers. The entire organization is volunteer. There is no payment for anyone, and our obligation and responsibility that we take on is to raise enough money to fund the Youth Leadership Academy, to cover any things that isn't covered by tuition in the leadership education program. And then additionally, as we'll talk, there's scholarships that are given to youth leaders. So, so we are, our purview is to help fine-tune and continually improve the program, and just give up our time to, like, be here and talk about it, let the community know about it, and then get other people involved.
Yeah. No, that's great, and I appreciate the vision you have to have younger folks on that board, because it is an important part of what you guys are doing with the Youth Leadership Academy. You mentioned something, well, I want to say, using Chapel Rock, I'm a camp guy, so I like the fact that you're using camps. I think there's a special place there for camps and a role that they play in getting outside.
Yes.
Some of the outdoor activities you already mentioned with ropes courses and different challenges, team challenges. I think it's so smart. And Chapel Rock's such a great camp, so I'm glad you guys are utilizing that facility. You mentioned if he graduates, so are there some graduates? I mean, like you.
There are the requirements. So they must, you know, attend all the classes.
Okay.
They must take part in creating one of the afternoons, and then they must do the service and volunteerism and shadowing, and then they present their findings, so to speak, to the class. So, yes, so each of these are a prerequisite. There's not a quote-unquote grade, but there are prerequisites which must be met.
Yeah, you have to accomplish all those different activities. Very good.
Yep.
Well, love hearing the stories, and maybe we'll get into a few more of those, but I want to make sure we get to the awards dinner and the Man-Woman Youth of the Year. So this is kind of the third big piece of the puzzle here for PAL. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, the man, woman, and youth here. Because I recently attended kind of the initial gathering mixer that you guys had with all the candidates. And then I saw recently in the news where you had selected, down to three each.
But yes.
Go ahead and tell us about
that. Well, so what we'd like to do is identify and recognize area leaders that we feel are doing a bang-up job. And when I say we, it's the public. So anyone who knows of or has been positively influenced by a leader anywhere in the Quad Cities is invited to nominate them. And again, it's a process that goes through the website. And then with those nominees in place, we have a nominee mixer, which just took place a couple of weeks ago. And unbeknownst to most people, most nominees, there's a group of five panelists who are from across the community who we don't know. They're completely anonymous. None of us on the board know. Well, one person does. And they watch us. They watch how we interact with people. They watch how we engage, how we have a one-minute presentation to make. I say we because I was nominated this year. And then, based upon that, we additionally have a questionnaire which we must fill out. And based upon our nomination, how we presented ourselves at the mixer, and how we communicate via paper, this group whittled it down to three. And I guess it was a tough job this year. And so now there are three in each of the man, woman of the year, woman, male youth, and woman and female youth of the year. And on April 7th, we'll have a dinner at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center, wherein the winner in each category will be announced. So the man and woman get the kudos and get a plaque. However, for the winning male youth and female youth, they each get a $2,000 scholarship to use as their discretion. And then the additional two finalists in each of the youth categories get $500. So we're giving them a leg up. Especially, education's expensive these days, and typically that's how they utilize the monies.
I was at that mixer, Leslie, and it was pretty incredible as I listened to the female and male youth applicants or contestants, nominees. And I have a lot of faith in the next generation and the youth that are coming behind us, but again, I was reminded of just how educated, how driven, how passionate these kids are. I was overly impressed, and I would not have wanted to take in the whole group and whittle it down to three. That had to have been very difficult.
No kidding. No, such, very diverse experiences, but where they've made their impact has been felt by so many, and they expressed it so well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they were all great at speaking, and what a difficult task to do that in just 1 minute.
Yes.
I commend every one of them for putting themselves out there and doing that. So last year, I remember Jesse Burke was the man of the year.
Yes.
Female.
Robin Svoboda.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, of the Prescott Airport. Exactly.
She's done an amazing job at our airport. And then your youth winners last year?
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't write that down. And
no worries.
Yeah.
They were incredible.
Amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's coming up in April with the awards dinner, and we look forward to seeing. I didn't really know a lot about how this all worked, but I always looked forward to reading about who these folks were in our community, and I appreciate you highlighting great leaders in our community. One question I have for you, I don't think we touched on this, Leslie, but Is this all connected? Like, would a person need to be a graduate of a previous class to be nominated?
No. There's no prerequisite. Simply, fit in the appropriate category and be nominated by someone in the community. And a single nomination is sufficient. It is a lengthy nomination. People don't just rip it off. So they have to have a little knowledge of the person and, in order to present them in the best light.
Yeah. Yeah.
I nominated one of the finalists this year.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Nicole Kennedy. And then Jesse Hans is with CC&J and, Susie.
Yeah, I saw those two ladies, and I know them very well.
Yes.
Nicole and Jesse, and they're amazing leaders in what they contribute, the Boys and Girls Club, of course, with Nicole and Jesse, with CCJ, and I have a lot of respect for those ladies and, the whole lineup, I don't remember all the names at this point, but.
Yeah, I know that Scott Masher is a finalist as a sheriff. Mm-hmm. And then additionally, Mr. Tenney, who's a.
Clark Tenney,
who's in Prescott.
He's an assistant principal at the Prescott High School.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, great folks that you have nominated. So I look forward to seeing, who comes out on top on those. So we talked a little bit about your website. Is there any more people need to know about how to get in touch with you? Is the website the best way to do that?
It is, and it's going through growing pains, and so we're working on that. But nevertheless, you can contact us directly, and then there is pretty much all the information that I've shared with you, short of some of the little details therein.
Sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned a number of how many graduates you've had through 29 classes. What was that number again?
490.
490. So, what a great impact, you know, Ron Barnes, what a visionary to put this together. And now over 29 plus years to have 490 people, probably many of which are still in our community. And
there
then there's
quite
a ripple effect, with those folks mentoring others. So.
Undoubtedly, yes. No, it strengthens our communities in every way. And, part of it is the collaboration, knowing what somebody else has experienced in the class. Creates a bonding that allows them to accomplish much together.
Absolutely. You were a part of the program yourself. You were in a class. Mm-hmm. And we just have a minute or so left here. Leslie, is there something personally that you'd like to share that you really gained from going through PAL?
Well, the thing that I really appreciated is I came to understand that really with every single word I use, I can choose to uplift or I can choose to dismiss or put down. And I don't typically do that. But I know that there's ways in which you can communicate that don't motivate, inspire, and uplift. And so when I'm speaking, I mean, I'm a big sister. So I really I use care in how I speak with her to make certain that she knows she's heard. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to solve her problems. So understanding where someone is, being able to come to their place and provide the support, education, knowledge, tools to lift them up is possible in every single moment of every single day. If you're engaging with someone, you can make a difference.
Yeah, words are so important. I appreciate you saying that. You know, we grew up saying sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, and it's so untrue. You know, it's important that we're really thoughtful about how we speak to others.
Yes.
And it can really make a difference in working with someone, cooperating, collaborating, and motivating them, right, to a cause.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. It's been a real pleasure. I really have gained a lot of knowledge myself about PAL and just the impact that it has on our community, and grateful for Ron Barnes and those that came before you and I to create this program almost 30 years ago. And thanks for your work on this board and in our community and all that you give back. I always enjoy seeing you around town and look forward to doing that again in the future.
Wonderful. We'll see you at the event.
I'll be there. Thanks so much, Leslie, for being on the show. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Waiting for you at Affinity RV. You by the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Fans have been lining up for hours outside Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix ahead of tonight's rally with President Trump. Each of them has their own reasons for supporting him.
He wears his heart on a sleeve, and the love for this country is like nothing you'll ever see in your life.
I think he's the best president we could possibly ask for at this point in time.
We're happy with what he's doing for the country.
And if you haven't been to a Trump rally, you need to go, because we're not a hate group. And I hear that a lot from a lot of people, but if you come, you will see something you've never experienced in your life.
To support our president, our liberties, and our freedom that he is ensuring that we still have through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States.
I think he's doing a great job. I look at the news, I see just all the great things he's done for this country.
It's the Arizona Coyotes at the Dallas Stars with the puck dropping at 6:30 right here on KQ&A. Sunny today through Friday, showers this weekend, chilling after bedtime to a clear sky 32, highs tomorrow and Friday around 62 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with a rainy, windy high near only 48 Saturday, warming back up Sunday to a sunny 57. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, you're waking up Thursday to a pre-dawn low near 36, mostly sunny highs around 70 tomorrow and Friday, a rainy, breezy Saturday high near 57, sunshine returning Sunday with a high of 66. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
from Gettles High Desert Mechanical,
home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Got it? Good.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. My next guest is Grant Quesada of Founding Fathers. Welcome to the show, Grant.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Mayor. How's it going?
Good. Well, before we jump into Founding Fathers and give you some opportunity to kind of explain that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I grew up here. My folks moved here from California or evacuated back when I was about 4 or 5. So this is my hometown. I spent pretty much my entire childhood here. And then I took off about 18, 19, moved out to Missouri. That's kind of where I got into cutting a little bit of hair. Did that for about 3 years, got bored, and then joined the military. So about 23 years old, went to the Army. I spent 8 years at 2nd Ranger Battalion up at Fort Lewis. And then my wife and I got married right after basic training. She's from here as well. And we left the military in late fall of 2014 and moved back to Prescott.
Yeah, no, that's great. How long were you in the military, and kind of what did you do? What was your specialty?
Yeah, so I spent, 06 to 2014, the entire time I was with 2nd Ranger Battalion. I did several deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. I was a sniper for 4 deployments, so a sniper, sniper team leader, section leader. And then I got out in 14. I stayed in the National Guard for the state, and then pretty much ran the sniper section for the state of Arizona from 14 up until earlier this year, or I guess 2019. And then I just transitioned into a new position that will allow me to slow down a little bit more in order to kind of focus on what we're doing on the business. So now I just will be sitting behind a desk at range control up at Camp Navajo near Flagstaff.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks for your service, Grant. I appreciate what you do to defend our freedom, and to all our veterans out there, thank you for your service. So you came back. Tell me a little bit about that. Why come back to Prescott? What was the appeal?
Yeah, so I loved Prescott growing up here. I think it's a very unique city. There's a lot to do and a great environment to grow up as a kid. We both know it's very difficult to stay here once you kind of leave high school, and there's not too many options. So I was never one of those kids that wanted to leave and get out of here for good. I always wanted to get back here somehow. And I took off for about, 11, 12 years. And after I left the military, my wife and I both, we had one son at the time, and now we have 3 kids, so 2 boys and a girl, but it was time to move back home and try to figure out exactly what that looked like and how we could best attempt kind of forging our own path here in Prescott and making it on our own.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you and Veronica came back and have invested in the city. And, we're trying to change that paradigm, Grant. We're trying to create more opportunities for more of our young folks. I know personally, I want to do that for my 9 children and make sure if they want to stay here, and most of them actually do, to give them the opportunity to do that. So thanks for coming back and investing in Prescott. Let's talk about Founding Fathers. This is a really unique concept. It's not something I had been familiar with before I heard from you and your partner, Jesse Burke. So tell us about Founding Fathers and the whole business concept.
Yeah, so it's I think it originated, the joke now, especially because Jesse and I have been telling people for the last couple years, but it might as well be a couple fifth grader buddies playing darts and just throwing a dart at a dartboard and picking businesses, but pretty much what we ended up with was the entire concept is Founding Fathers Collective, and it's a kind of a consortium of six businesses. So we have Merchant Coffee House, which will be a third wave coffee shop here in town. We have City Tavern, which will be a 70 wall beer tap wall. We have 76, which is a members only speakeasy or a bar. Founders Gym, which is a functional fitness gym. Liberty Mercantile, which is a retail area. And then we're moving John Hancock Barbershop from the Elks Theater over to this location. So we'll go from 7 barber chairs to 9 main barber chairs and then a 2-chair executive suite.
Yeah, a lot going on there. And I want to kind of dive deeper into all those that you just kind of rattled off real quick. But before I do that, probably should have started with John Hancock Barbershop. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of that business, how that got started, because really that was really the beginning of what is now becoming Founding Fathers.
Yes. Yep. One last thing. Rob Johnson from Lotus Club Jiu-Jitsu will be one of the other individuals at the location. Great. So there's a lot of synergy between all the concepts, and I don't know if Rob is listening or whatever, but he's got a solid business already kind of over at where the glass building is up on 6th Street across from Pugnasty's. And
okay.
So he'll be joining us as soon as we open. So, but going back to the barbershop and how we started. So when I started cutting hair, I was a hairdresser, which that was a great story in and of itself.
A sniper and a hairdresser. Oh, yeah. This is quite interesting.
Zohan before Zohan. So cut hair for a couple years in Missouri, left that, went into the military. And when I got out, I could not see myself going back to cutting women's hair. So I figured if I'm going to do something, I'll start looking around. And I pretty much a year before I moved back, and I was on that pivotal moment of whether or not I'd make the military a career or I'd move back to Prescott. I'd come back from a deployment. I was here with my wife and I was looking around and started calling. There was about 11 barbershops at the time and there was 160 salons. And so I just was checking out the prices for all the barbershops, what they offered, same with the salons. And I kind of shelved that information away and then, you know, went down a different path in the military. That didn't work out. And so I came back and as kind of like a godsend, when I was looking into starting the barbershop or purchasing a barbershop, I'd already solidified the name John Hancock. And I called the barber board. The gentleman there had let me know that there was a barbershop going out of business or they were actually retiring. And he's like, yeah, you should reach out to the guy. His name is, its last name's Hancock. So it was Woodrow Wilson Hancock. They called him Woody. I was like, okay, well, that's a sign. I'll take it. And then as I started looking over my notes, I realized that was the one shop that operated kind of the most like I'd like to operate when I was running my own thing. So it was very providential. Ended up purchasing that from him and his business partner. And at the time, it was just myself. And then a month and a half later, another buddy joined, Damien, which he's still at the shop, solid friend and just a great barber. So he moved his entire family out from Missouri. And then since then, we've grown from a single chair, 2-chair. And at that location, we had 4 chairs, moved into a new location at the Elks Theater, and have 7 chairs at the Elks Theater. So now we have 10 barbers and 4 front desk or rear desk staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty high service, you know, barbershop, kind of traditional, really cool feel. So you do a great job with that. So let's jump back to Founding Fathers. How did you come up with this concept? You have all these things kind of under one roof. Did you see this somewhere else, or how did this vision come together?
Yeah. So some of it, obviously a lot of it was refined over the course of the last couple of years with Jesse and I. When I started John Hancock at the very beginning, I realized what I'm tapping into really was kind of that old throwback of, I don't want to say gentleman's club by any means, but there's not too many places these days that guys can just go and, be slowed down really outside of maybe a bar or something like that. And so I wanted John Hancock real quickly became more of it's a slowed down 30-minute process for your haircut. It really was the ability to focus on the guys, the clients that were there. And I knew what I had really was a lot of relational capital because I I saw myself talking to a lot of individuals within the community, you being one of them, and realizing, hey, there's another niche or something that we could fill here. And at the time, it was maybe a coffee shop or maybe a bar or something. And Jesse at the time had just moved back as well with his wife, Julie. And we were doing kind of a house church together. And so we had kind of pinged back and forth with different ideas over the course of the first couple years of being back collectively, like the four of us. And it took about 3 years down the road of John Hancock to where we actually – I brought him on board to take a look at the business, how to best move forward. And in doing that, realized we both really worked well together. And we figured, hey, let's kind of take this concept to the next level and focus on all these different possibilities. And so we dwindled it down to the six that we told you earlier.
Yeah, no, that's good. And you mentioned kind of a throwback – you know, kind of a safe place for folks to show up and hang out and chat and the barbershops in there, which you're really focused primarily on men's hair. But is this whole concept focused on just men or open to everybody? Or
yeah, no, I'm really glad you brought that up because we do have, you know, there's about 5% of the clientele are women, more like the androgynous or shorter haircuts. And then, of course, they start hearing about what we're building and friends' wives talking about it or other ladies in the community. And it's definitely not like a men's club or a good old boys club, however you want to word that. I think the reality very much so is that the individuals that are running it at the helm were a couple of guys, and so we're just building stuff that we would like to see or experience, but it's open to everybody. So just be like, I'm sure a couple of ladies – coming up with some good ideas, and it's open to everybody, but of course it's going to have more of a feminine flair, and that's fine, but that's kind of what we're about and where we're focused.
Yeah, I just have a minute here before we go to break, Grant. Where's this located so people can kind of orient where this building is?
So it's located at 218 North Granite Street, which is West Willis down Montezuma, kind of where the old driver traffic training school is, right next door, and right before you hit the Sam Hill warehouse, which Prescott College used to own. So the building was an old bottling factory, I think built back in the 60s, and then it was an antique store before we purchased it. And then I think Prescott College had an art center that they kind of shared with the antique store for about 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of a nondescript building in a nondescript area, honestly. So I appreciate you investing in that building and cleaning that area up. There's a lot going on in the neighborhood, if you will, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because you're really helping activate a part of downtown that's been somewhat dormant, and that's really good for everybody, the whole community. So we're going to take a little break. We're talking to Grant Quesada with Founding Fathers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door, and delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't Service, because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking to Grant Casada with Founding Fathers. So, Grant, you've given us a lot of background about your business there on Granite Creek. Tell us where you're at in construction, when you hope to open, what's going on?
So we started first thing January. Framing started Monday of this week, which should be done next week. Long story short, we should be open midsummer. So we're going to have a couple soft openings, and then we'll do a huge grand opening. The goal is 4th of July weekend, because it would be perfect with our names and the businesses, but anytime this summer, as long as we beat out, I guess, the Hilton, that'll be great.
Yeah, so. No, that's right. So we're going to talk about the Hilton here in just a second. Where can people go to learn more about Founding Fathers if they want to, you know, we just kind of gave a quick overview. Where could they get more information?
Yep, foundingfatherscollective.com. So foundingfatherscollective.com, that'll give a brief rundown. We haven't really touched the page in a little bit, but there's enough information up there that kind of breaks down what the memberships are about. And then also kind of an overview of the floor plan. It's changed a little bit, actually gotten a lot better. But it's kind of a placeholder website right now, and that's one of the areas we'll be focusing on here before we open.
Yeah, I'd encourage folks to go there to get more information. It's a really cool concept with this building, and you're doing a lot to really invest in an area that's been neglected, in my opinion, on kind of the north end of downtown. This is really close to Restoration Church and the new Hilton Garden Inn going in. And so there's a lot of synergy happening in this area, Grant. And I just think, you know, here in about 4 to 6 months, that place is going to look totally different. A lot of activity, really family friendly, and just some great cool places to hang out. And you guys are going to be a big part of that.
Yeah. I think really, when Jesse and I kind of found that building, we were, you know, walking around downtown quite a bit a couple weeks leading up to it, and kind of in that place of looking for somewhere to purchase. And we'd kind of come across that building randomly. It's a perfect building, great location. And because John Hancock Barbershop has pretty much been a destination location, and that is what we're building off of, we realized what we were building was very much a destination location. So we have about a 13,000 square foot building, 27 car parking lot. We have, I think, about the most amount of privately held creek space downtown, which we'll be utilizing really to incorporate a full on, you know, year long experience for anybody that comes over to check us out. So yeah, what we're really trying to focus on is bringing, you know, a very neat experience to Prescott that people might not be familiar with, and really just a service of some great business concepts. So we're not competing against anybody other than ourselves. I think that's the military mindset with who's running it right now, is very much If we're going to fail, it's going to be on our own. If we're going to succeed, it'll be us. And, you know, rising ships, you know, rising tides rise all ships type of thing. So.
No, that's great, Grant. We're so looking forward to seeing Founding Fathers come to fruition. Thank you so much for being on the show today. That's all we have today. Thanks to our guests for listening in. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.